Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hey there, healthy living junkies. Welcome to the first episode of The Health Fix. I'm Dr. Janine Krause, I'm your host, and I get asked all the time in my practice about getting older. And it's shocking how many patients chalk up many symptoms they experience to aging and don't even think they're an issue because they think they can't control them. But the crazy thing is that many of those symptoms are easy to fix and can prevent warp speed aging issues later on. Of course, this is where I love to jump in and help. So this podcast is all about guiding you in the right direction to be healthy for life. My patients tell me all too often that it's too hard and too much work to eat healthy. It's too hard to go work out and take care of themselves. It's either that they have too much work to do, the kids, the hubby, the boyfriend, or significant other, or parents come first. But what they all have in common is that they do want to look amazing. They do want to feel great. They want to be at a healthy weight. There's just no direction, guidance, support, and basically, there's not a lot of confidence that it can be done. I get it. I've been there. And this is where I come in to help. Staying healthy is super hard because there's so much conflicting information out there on the internet, other podcasts, things of that nature to sift through. There's the, okay, do the whole 30 for a month and life's going to be great after that. Or, okay, let's do a smoothie detox and see how we do. Now, of course, I do participate in some of these, let's say, adventures, but I also see that it's really important to find steps that are sustainable. Because anyone who's ever went down the route of a sugar-free, completely sugar-free, grain-free diet, or anyone who's ever went down the route of a cabbage soup diet knows what it means to basically suffer a little bit. And so because these different things are just not sustainable, because let's face it, yes, there's sugar in the universe. Should we eat it every day? No, probably not a good idea. But you're going to have parties where there's cake. There's ice cream in the summer. There's all these different things, and you should not have it in your head that you can't have these things because otherwise you're not going to look good. You're not going to be at a healthy weight. So this is where I come in because there's too many questions about aging and healthy living going unanswered, and it's really time to get folks from being in a state of being paralyzed and not knowing what to do about their health and helping to get them to take control of their health. Because taking control of your health should not be that hard. It's all about little steps every single day, baby steps. All right, so today, let's go through some symptoms that we chalk up to aging and do nothing about, but we should. All right, so doctor is officially in now. So let's go through a quick, how fast are you aging checkup. First thing on the list, digestion. I see the digestive system as core to our overall health. It's like our gatekeeper. If things get into our mouth and they get into our bloodstream or we have an immune system reaction to them from our digestive system, we can have a host of a lot of issues. So keeping that in mind, our immune system starts with our digestive system. Also, our ability to be able to absorb nutrients, vitamins, minerals, things of that nature, but also our whole communication system in terms of our brain starts in our digestive system. Your brain is your second brain. Your digestive system truly is your first brain, and it's in charge of a lot of signaling in terms of mood, in addition to all kinds of other signaling throughout the body in terms of aging and things of that nature. So here's the checkup questions. Do you have gas, bloating, acid reflux, abdominal pain? Have you noticed as you get older, you're more sensitive to certain foods? Do you have constipation? Do you have diarrhea? all of these different symptoms are signs that something's up with your digestive system and you want to take control of it. The reason being is because your digestive system function is a direct reflection of what is happening overall in your whole body. If something's off in your digestion, there's other things off in the rest of your body. The other big kicker here is your skin is a direct reflection of what's happening in your digestive system and your overall health. So now let's move on to your skin. So, do you have wrinkles? Do you have puffiness under your eyes? Do you have dark circles under your eyes? Is your skin dry? Does it have a gray or ashen look to it? Do you have acne? Do you have sunspots, eczema, psoriasis? Do you have something called hyperpigmentation? So really dark spots, maybe covering a majority of sun-exposed areas on your skin. Or do you have something called melasma, which is a mask-like darkening of the face that is usually pretty hormonal related? So take an inventory. Do you have any of those symptoms? Write them down. Same thing with the digestive stuff. If you have any of those, write them down. Mobility. This is another biggie. Are you able to go from sitting on the floor or laying on the floor and getting up without putting your arm on a desk or a chair or having someone pull you up? If you can't just lay down the floor, get up to a seated position, and then stand up, that is a bad sign. There's research showing that for individuals that have to literally use assistance to get up, that takes 5 years off their life right then and there. So, biggie there. What about bending over? Can you bend over and at least touch your shins or your ankles or even your toes? If you can touch your toes, that's awesome. That's a great sign. That means your mobility and flexibility are really good. What about your hand? Can you take your hand and touch it between your shoulder blades? All right, I'm trying that right now. I could do it with both. Now, make sure you try it with both of your arms. If that's not even, then we've got some issues. We need to work on that mobility of the shoulder. And of course, in future podcasts, we'll talk about how to do that. What about this? Can you get up from being in a seated position, walk 10 feet, turn around, come back and sit down within 10 seconds? I totally challenge you to do this. I did this about a couple weeks ago and it took me 5.7 seconds. So, whew, I was under the 10 seconds, but this is huge. See if you can do that. Another biggie is just sitting in a chair and getting up from a seated position without any assistance. So by that, I mean like not putting your arms on the side of the chair or not using your knees to kind of push yourself up. See if you can do this. If you can't, we've got some work to do with your mobility and your strength. One big thing to think about is that if your legs are not strong, this is a huge factor. One, for balance. It's also a huge factor, so that's a fall risk. It's also a huge factor for overall muscle burn. If your legs are nice and strong and you've got good strength in your muscles of your legs, you are going to be able to burn more fat. So, if you're wanting to lose some weight, you're wanting to shed some pounds, work on your lower half of your body's strength. It's a biggie there. And we'll talk about that as we go through with future podcasts. All right, let's move on to the mind. How's your memory? How's your focus? Are you able to focus on tasks? Are you a multitasker and now starting to notice that your multitasking isn't going so well as you used to be? What about memory? Are you forgetting things, becoming more forgetful? This is a huge sign of aging, but it's also a sign of being stressed. The more stressed out you are, the more that your mind is going to have a hard time multitasking, a hard time remembering things. I highly encourage you to check out lumosity.com. It is an awesome website for helping with the mind and just really giving yourself games to play to keep your mind sharp. It's not expensive. It's probably, if I could say, one of the best ways to enhance your brain function. Because if you are wanting to slow down the signs of aging, and say you want to be like me and be 105 and be like sharp as a stinking tack, you want your brain on point. So go get over to Lumosity and get that brain going. All right. So speaking of the mind and stress. How stressed are you? One of the most like shocking things that I've ever noticed is looking at someone's pictures before and after they've gone through a real stressful experience. One of the most ones that you can kind of Google online is looking at the US presidents before they're a president and after. It's shocking to see the aging happening. Now, because I've been in practice almost 10 years now, I've had some patients that I've had in my practice for quite some time. And boy, some of my gals who have been going through divorces or have a rough time with some of their children or just trying to juggle a career, children, aging parents, I can see the effects of stress on their skin and how they look in general, just worn out. So if you've been looking at your face lately in the mirror and going, whoa, I have aged so fast, one of the big things to think about is putting your stress levels in check, because it is incredible how much stress affects us, and in particular, how much it affects our digestive system and doesn't allow us to absorb nutrients that we need to help to repair our skin and keep it nice and plump and elastic and even toned. So that's a biggie there. One of my favorite things to do with folks who are super stressed is to go to my routine planner. And so this is a planner that literally helps them to schedule every single thing they do every single day from morning until night. The reason being is because our caveman or cavewoman selves like routine. We used to live by sunrise and sunset. Now we stay up way beyond sunset and keep ourselves going and going and going until we can't possibly do it anymore. And so this confuses our little cave woman brains. So something to keep in mind here is how much stress is affecting you and what you can do to keep yourself organized, to keep your routine going, to go to bed and wake up at the same time every single day, to eat every 3 to 4 hours. These things are huge. So I want you to think about right now and ask yourself, what is going on in your life? Are you organized? Are you planning meals? Because a lot of questions or a lot of comments I get from ladies in my practice is, oh my gosh, I'm gaining so much weight. Every year I gain another 10 pounds or 5 pounds and I just can't seem to keep it off. And when we look at what's happening is it's oftentimes that they're not planning meals. And so it's fast food or skipping meals or not eating all day and then eating a whole bunch of food at night. It's those little things that do add up over time. So I want you to ask yourself, what's going on in your life? Are you organized right now? And working to try to get some organization and some routine, because stress is one of the biggest aging factors. It'll age you faster than anything else in the universe. All right, so enough about stress. That's boring. Let's talk about fun. So another big thing that's critical for slowing down the signs of aging is having fun. Many of us are stuck in a rut. We're going to work. Maybe we don't love our work. Maybe we do love our work and we work too much. Or we're going to work, picking up the kids, running around like crazy, and then trying to juggle everything else. And then we forget about ourselves. We're doing fun stuff with the kids, but maybe we don't like the stuff that we're doing with the kids. It's not fun for us. So I challenge you to ask yourself and think about a couple of things. When was the last time you did something fun? And I mean really fun for you. Not fun for your kids, not fun for your husband or partner, for you. When did you do something absolutely silly and you smiled from ear to ear and you enjoyed it? Think about that for a minute. Those types of things are what are going to be critical for slowing down the signs of aging. So we went through my little checklist here to see kind of what things could be out of whack and might be showing you that you are aging a little too fast. Now, of course, I don't expect you to remember everything we went through. So I created a checklist that you can download from my website, drjcarlson.com KrausND.com. And in my future podcasts, I will be going through ways to address each and every one of these symptoms that you may be experiencing that are causing you to age faster than you should be. Now, I also mentioned in this podcast a little bit about my routine planner. And my routine planner is awesome. You can also get that on the website and you can download that to see if that helps you to get yourself in a good routine to reduce stress overall in your life, as stress is a huge factor in aging you way too fast. So today we talked all about the symptoms that are critical to pay attention to, that are signs that you might be aging too fast. So take a look at your digestive system, take an inventory of what's going on with your skin. Do those mobility challenges that I mentioned. Take a look at your score on Lumosity.com. See how your brain's functioning and put your stress in check. And once you get your stress in check, the next thing you want to do is go out and do one thing fun every single day. It doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't even have to be 5 minutes. I want you to just channel your inner five-year-old and do something ridiculously fun every single day. So maybe you're just starting to work on getting healthy, or maybe you're dabbling in being healthy, or perhaps you are a committed health junkie. My mission is to help you simplify the process of creating healthy habits so that you have more time to enjoy life to the fullest. We live in a fast-paced world that runs way faster than our cave person brains, and we stress ourselves out just trying to keep up. We sacrifice our jobs, we sacrifice for kids, we sacrifice for our families, as we have to be these grown-ups who are successful, serious, professional folks who totally forget and ignore their inner kiddo. Because, well, being a kid is inappropriate when you're an adult. Well, the truth is that you need to have fun, let loose, and connect with your inner self to reduce your stress levels. Because if you don't work on reducing stress, you'll never truly be healthy. With the Health Fix, you can get your weekly fix of health tips with a side dose of inspiration to check in with your inner kiddo daily to reduce stress and enjoy life to the fullest. Once again, I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. I look forward to guiding you and some more inspiration along the way for living a healthier, happier, and more fun life. Stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausend.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausend.com.